Amen. And while we get some of the changes here, I'm just going to ask, as you're greeting each other at home, welcome. We are so glad that you're joining us through live stream. You're going to, no, just this one, just this one. If you just move that over to there. And you just got to be careful, I guess. Yep. Jeff, can you? Amen. Amen. Well, you know that we are a church that believes that we have been called to go and to make a difference. And you know that we believe in missions locally and regionally and globally. And today it is always a wonderful and a joy that we invite family here. How many of you know that Teen Challenge, their family? We've been with Teen Challenge for, I can't even tell you how many years. And we are ecstatic as to the ministry that they are doing. Amen. And so we are going to take up a love offering for them at the end so that if you would like to put a seed into this ministry, that you can do that at the end of service or online. You could just mail it to the church, and we'll make sure that it goes to them, 8025 South Willow Street, Suite number 105, and Living Hope is the church. So without any further delay, I have always been blessed by this ministry because it's ground roots. It's down there working with the people and changing lives. And so I don't want to take up any more of their time. We're going to turn it over to our brothers. Love you guys. We are always praying for you, always believing for you, and we love what you do. So we're going to turn it over. Can we have a round of applause welcoming family?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hallelujah. Hello, church. How's everyone doing today? Good. A little bit about myself. My name is Andrew. I am 23 years old. I was born and raised in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and I didn't come from a very good family. They're very dysfunctional. My dad was an opiate addict, and he would constantly beat my mother, sisters, and I. And it wasn't easy growing up in the neighborhood, being the minority. So as an attempt to fit in, I began to experiment with drugs and alcohol. At the age of 13, I was molested. And in order to numb all that pain, that shame and that guilt that I felt inside, I began to steal my dad's prescription painkillers, and I immediately became hooked because no longer did I feel that pain anymore, but I didn't feel anything at all, and that was very appealing to me at the time. Fast forward to the age of 17, my dad got cleaned by the grace of God so that I would stop taking his pills, but unfortunately, that's when I switched to heroin for a stronger and cheaper high. But unfortunately, my life just went on a dark downward spiral ever since then. I've had two OUIs, I've totaled my car, I've lost several jobs, I've burnt many bridges. Just everything in my life that I touched just seemed to turn to dust. And I've had at least 15 overdoses. And I can recall being revived in the ambulance every time. After being hit with Narcan and just literally crying out to Jesus, saying Jesus, Jesus over and over again, asking him why, because I didn't feel worthy of his grace and his mercy upon my life whatsoever at that time, because I just continuously put drugs before him. After going to several treatment centers, secular programs, trying maintenance, just nothing seemed to work out. And my father, he recommended Teen Challenge because he heard about the high success rate. And at that time, I was willing to do anything. I was utterly hopeless. My family had enough. My girlfriend has had enough. I made the choice to come to Teen Challenge. And it is by far the best decision that I've ever made. I'm surrounded by a group of men that genuinely love me and care for me and are trying to do the right thing by putting Christ first in their lives this time. Been reading the Word, just diving into it, learning how to work while being sober. Just seeking the Lord first thing in the morning. We wake up pretty early. Very structured program, but being able to seek the Lord instead of drugs first thing is just, it's quite remarkable. And the scripture that I stand upon today is Psalm 116, 8 and 9, and it states, "For the Lord has delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." And that reminds me there that the trials and the tribulations that I've endured within my lifetime didn't occur for nothing, but rather it happened so that I would be able to seek his face. I would come to the end of myself. I would fall to my knees and just say, enough is enough. And I'm grateful for everything he's doing in my life, and I just can't wait to see what he has in store for me. Thank you. For those of you who don't know, Teen Challenge is a 15-month drug and alcohol residential center that exists to provide life-changing hope to addicts and their families. And we've been proven to be successful since the 1950s. But that life-changing hope is only made possible through the saving grace of our Lord and Savior. The first Teen Challenge was established in Brooklyn, New York, by a small-town Pennsylvania pastor known as David Wilkerson. And due to one man's faithful obedience, we are now the largest and most successful program of its kind. We have a 24-bed facility here in Manchester. We have 10 locations throughout New England, 230 in the United States, and over 1,400 locations in about 125 nations. And again, that is only made possible through the saving grace of Jesus. Amen. Through our testimony, you will meet men who have been confronted by hope, who are walking in freedom, and are now currently living with a purpose. Again, thank you, Pastor Steve, for having us here today and living hope. You are such a huge blessing to our ministry. And we especially thank you for just being so supportive through our holiday giveaway and fall banquet and the golf tournaments. I really do appreciate your support. At this time, I would like to introduce to you the men of Teen Challenge New Hampshire. And I'm going to have my brother Douglas come up.
Good morning, church. My name is Douglas. I'm from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. A trouble started for me pretty early in life. I'm from a broken family. I'm the youngest of six. So I was introduced to drugs and alcohol at a really early age and just chaos. And a lot of pain and heartache growing up in my family. My dad would talk to me about the Lord at a young age, and he would tell me to every now and then just say that, you know, I love Jesus, and that would help me out. But somewhere along the way, you know, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what it meant to have a relationship with Christ and to live from that. My whole life, it was just really filled with broken relationships, just chaos and problems just wherever I went. Anything I did just had short-lived success. You know, I'd do something great and just burn it all to the ground. And I would always be drinking or doing drugs and doing whatever I wanted to do. moving around from New Jersey, I went to Maryland, got in trouble in Maryland, went to New York, got in trouble there. Went to Aspen, Colorado, got trouble there, come back. Everywhere I went was trouble because it was me. Eventually I was getting drug overdoses like crazy. I got arrested by this police officer, and he asked me if I believed in Jesus Christ. I told him I did. And he said, you know, if you keep on living like this, you know, you could die and go to hell. And that was really extreme to hear somebody talk so direct to me like that. And I knew that he was saying it from a place of love, and he told me about Teen Challenge. So sure enough, I tried to continue to live life my way, and it still didn't work out. So I eventually came to Teen Challenge, and as soon as I came there, it's just been an amazing experience. Just everything that they're teaching me about life, about my problems, on why I'm even doing drugs in the first place, and how to stay sober and stay happy and stay with Christ and be a blessing everywhere I go. Reading the Bible, memorizing Bible verses, actually, you know, saying I love my friends and being loving in what I do and how I live with them every day. And it's just an amazing thing. And just being at Teen Challenge is beautiful. I definitely would not be able to be where I'm at with Christ today without Teen Challenge. So just thank you for giving me my testimony.
Good morning, church. As you can see, we're a professional choir. No, we get up there and we sing, we do the best we can, and it comes out, and God blesses it every time. Praise the Lord. My heart is full today. I have a lot to be grateful for, being in Teen Challenge, being walking with the Lord now. I love that song, Remembrance. There's none too lost to be saved. That's absolutely the truth, because I was lost at one time, absolutely. And it's been a long road. At 14 years old, I started smoking marijuana to fit in. I wanted to have friends. I wanted to have popularity. I wanted just to feel like I fit in, because I felt like I didn't fit in all the way up until that time. And it got me exactly what I wanted. I got a lot of friends. I fit in. I was at parties, and I was popular, and I did everything everybody else was doing, but it came at quite a cost. It cost me a lot, and it progressed very quickly as well. So probably from the age of 14 all the way until 17 years old, I was dabbling in different kind of drugs, experimenting, going to parties, doing whatever everybody else was doing, and but it led to a full-blown heroin addiction by the time I was 18 years old. And I made it through school. Everything was great, and I got good grades, but I was always back and forth. I was always, trying to live for the world, and I just couldn't seem to find myself. I couldn't grasp what it meant to live like as a productive member of society. I chased everything there was in the world, and I wanted the quick fix. I wanted solutions, and the world's solution is not Jesus Christ. The world's solution is doing whatever you feel like doing and fixing yourself in whatever way you feel like you need to do at that moment. So I spent a lot of time incarcerated from the age of 18 till about 22 years old, so almost 4 years. And I actually came to Teen Challenge once before and graduated at about 22 years old right here in Manchester. But I'm the living product of going through a long program and not surrendering everything to the Lord, and not giving it completely to Him, and going through and doing a program just like I had done time in prison. And I learned a lot, and that was great. However, I still had a lot that needed to be fixed, a lot that was broken inside of me that I didn't take care of while I was in the program, and that a lot I didn't give to the Lord. So I didn't make it that long after Teen Challenge. I probably made it a year, maybe, and just going right back to it. And it wasn't like a jumping right back into it, immediately kind of thing. It starts out, small. It's a small compromise. It's this and that, and then the next thing I know, I'm living the life again. And again, the world's solution, when I was speaking to counselors and doctors and all these people, is, is more medication. So I spent the better half of the last 13 years on Suboxone and methadone treatment, which is absolutely by far worse than the original heroin that I was on. And I felt like I was barely existing. I was like in a fog. And I just remember feeling like I was actually like doing okay. I was going to church, and I was doing men's groups, and just all these things that I felt like I had to outwardly do. To measure myself in some sort of success. And again, just so lost, completely not hitting the mark and just being off point again. In the meantime, about 3 years ago, I got married, and I have two beautiful stepdaughters. And it's during all of this time, she's an absolute gift of God to me. But I still was so irritable, discontent, and, not all these things, running a business in Maine, and I just couldn't seem to grasp life still. It was like this hole was there, and the only thing that could fill it was the Lord, and I didn't know how to fill it with the Lord because I didn't have a personal relationship with Him. So I started using again while on methadone treatment, and it was a quick spiral, and then I just was like, I got to do something. I got to get off of everything. I needed to be done with this medication, and I knew it was going to be probably one of the hardest things I did in my life. Knowing that the detox was going to be long and it was going to be hard, I had so much fear surrounded in that, and just, I thought, I was honestly convinced, the enemy had me convinced that I was going to be on it for the rest of my life, and that was just going to be the way it was to survive. However, God had a different plan, and I put myself into detox for about 12 days, and while I was there, I was fighting tooth and nail not to come back to Teen Challenge. My wife wanted me to come back and said, you need to get back to Teen Challenge. And I was like, absolutely not. I'll do like a 30-day program, I'll do something else, And it wasn't working. God was like, nope, close that door, about 16 different places because of COVID, insurance, it just wasn't happening, it wasn't working out, except for Teen Challenge, which was like, we'll give you a bed tomorrow. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm going back to Teen Challenge, you know? And it was brutal, honest. I'm gonna be honest with you, it was probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my entire life. Pastor Steve and his family are like a second family to me from going through the program the first time. My dad was reacquainted with Pastor Steve as a young a friend when he was like 17 years old. They used to hang out together. And so it was just all this stuff, and I knew that it was going to be a really hard thing. But when I came back, I absolutely had to humble myself. And I know that God has a plan for me now coming back through these doors. Just so many things in my life. I started out with back in June coming in, and right like a month later, I was at the golf tournament having an awesome day playing golf with my father who got to come down and, you know, just really enjoy the day and be sober. I think off that at that time I was looking at like maybe 40 or 50 days completely off methadone. And so I was like just, you know, feeling joy again, feeling life again, having my personality back and my sense of humor, all these different things. And I'm about 9 months in the program right now, and these last months have been absolutely amazing. My stepdaughters, who honestly wanted my wife to divorce me, are now, you know, coming back into restoration and really like happy to see me come home on a pass, and you know, get a few days to spend at home with them. They're, you know, it's a joy to be home with them. Biggest blessing in my life is the birth of my son 5 months ago. So I was able to be there for that. I went home for about a week, and I was in the hospital with my wife, because I can guarantee you, if I was not living the way I'm living now, I absolutely, my wife would have been in the hospital by herself going through that. I would have been just running around doing whatever I was doing, and I wouldn't even probably care. And that's the sad point. That's the fact, but that's where my sin takes me, is just places that are way dark. You know what I mean? And it's self, it's all self. I'm standing before you today. I still have a lot of issues, a lot of problems, and a lot of things that I'm dealing with on a daily basis. It's not easy, as was set up here during announcements and during you know, with the thing that he said, but it's a daily struggle, but it's there is hope, you know, and that's the thing I didn't have before. I didn't have hope, and Jesus Christ is that hope. I'm standing before you today a changed man, just the love in my heart, like I said, and all these things coming back to life for the first time. I feel like myself again, probably for the first time since I left Teen Challenge the first time, and that's just all thanks to God and through Teen Challenge and this ministry and these brothers helping me out and being there to support me. You know, being able to minister to my wife in a way when she's, you know, she's on the outside handling bills, she's handling a son, my stepdaughters, working, paying, you know, it's just the list goes on. And I'm kind of sitting back on vacation with the Lord, really, you know what I mean? And so she actually, you know, is able, she's going through a lot out there too, but you know, she loves the Lord, and I'm able to minister to her in a way, you know what I mean, that I never could have done before. And that's all thanks to the Lord, because I'm in a place now where my heart has been changed. And I just can't wait for the next few months in the program, and then start transitioning all these different things that are going to come up. And I can't wait to be back with her and my family, and just the restoration that's going to take place in my family because of the Lord, and really see where the Lord calls me to in this ministry or further. And I just thank you guys for letting me share.
Hi, my name is Alex, and I'm coming up here to tell you guys about prayer cards. Doug and Isaac were handing them out when you guys walked in. If you do not have one and would like one, please raise your hand right now. Thanks. Doug's coming over to get those to you. All right, on the left side is a spot for your basic information. We use that to just stay in touch with you, get you a monthly newsletter, let you know about all the events we have going on. On the right side is by far the most important side. It's the spot for your prayers. We pray as a group twice a day, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night. If you're on restriction, you pray four times a day. So these are very useful. We have them cut up from the information side to the prayer side, and we use all the prayer sides downstairs in the prayer room. And they're used every day. And it helps us pray for other people, value other people above ourselves, and just keep the whole prayer thing a constant thing in our lives. So we would really like to get one from every single one of you guys, if possible. We'll be at the back table. I'll be back there. You can hand them straight to me at the end of this whole service. Thank you.
morning. God is good. And all the time. All right. My name's Christian. I'm 48. I'm originally from Exeter, New Hampshire. Wow. It's been a long road for me, but everyone goes through their trials and tribulations. I definitely did growing up. I didn't have a horrible childhood, but it wasn't the best either. My mother brought me up all on her own. She had to work very, very hard, which left me with a lot of time by myself to get into all sorts of trouble, which I exceeded at. Unfortunately, of course, I thought it was fun at the time, but it wasn't. I got into drugs. I got into alcohol. I managed somehow to make it through high school and left and went off to another school where drinking really became my best friend. But it was really the demon on my back that would plague me for the next 33 years, off and on. I thought I would have control over it at times, and it would come back and knock on my door and be like, you can do it, you can drink again. And I would, lose jobs, and I would lose loved ones, I would use people, I would lie, I would steal, because drugs had also come into my life, and nothing mattered except for me. It was all about me, nobody else. My family even took a back seat. I would only, you know, get a hold of them when I needed something, when I couldn't pay my rent. Christmas, they would get phone calls. It took a real bad turn for me. I mean, I even lost a fiance one time. So it just didn't work out. And I didn't know what to do with my life. And so I just worked and worked, and somehow I managed to quit all the drugs. I don't know, and I didn't know back then, because I only up until recently this year found the love and grace of God. Before that, I had friends that went to church. They'd always try to get me to go, and I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'm all set. But you guys are cool, but good luck. amen. In 2017, unfortunately, my mother passed away due to cancer. She left me with quite a legacy that should have taken care of me for the rest of my life, but I just became even more depressed than normally that I would be, and I dealt with that my entire life. And I squandered it away and really ended up with just wanting to die. I didn't care anymore about myself. I had gone months without showering, taking care of myself. I was just drinking, and then finally my roommates had just had enough, and I can't blame them looking back on it now. And I was living in my car, and I was by a lake, and I was watching people live, and I just wanted to die. And I'd fall asleep listening to the wounds and hoping that I wouldn't wake up. And one morning I did, and I was just hoping that today would be the last day. And for whatever reason, I called Teen Challenge. I had worked with them at a previous job I had years ago, and talked with the admissions director, and I was at the hospital getting a COVID test that day, and then I was in the doors of Teen Challenge, and immediately I was like, what the heck is going on? Because to me, and like I said, I hadn't really dealt, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I mean, I had talked to some of the guys before, and they said, yeah, it's a faith-based program. And I thought I was going to get this much God, but I got about this much God. So it was a culture shock for me, and I grumbled at people, and I was a little negative to say. And I do still struggle some days. But what they've taught me is to live again, that and, the grace and glory of God, really, that, it's okay to trust people. It's okay to have friends again. And it's okay to... step out and be loving of other people and be understanding. And I don't try to hide my Bible underneath my bureau anymore, which I used to try to do. And it's just an amazing thing. I want to live life again. I don't want to cling to the shadows. I don't want to drink. I don't want to do drugs, and I want to, reach back out to my family and, who knows, it's never too late. And, thank you. Amen. And the scripture that I stand on is Psalm 42, which is, he lifted me from the slimy pit, from the mud and mire. He set my feet down on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. And obviously that was God lifting me up out of the pit. And the firm place to stand that he put me down on was Team Challenge. And I just love these guys for everything that they've done. And I love God the most. Amen. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to talk for another minute or so, if you guys don't mind. All right. Well, amen. Thank you. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about further Teen Challenge. I know a lot of you are familiar with us. We are a 501c3, so we don't receive any help from the government, albeit for food stamps and whatnot. And we do come out to fellowship with amazing churches like yourself. This is my first time here. But just thanks for having us again. It's a blessing. From the beginning of the church, God's people have helped God's people. And we are asking for help because we are a nonprofit. And we have many ways that you could do that if it's on your heart to help us. We have a bunch of merchandise on the table back here, but we also have these yearly devotionals because the best way that you can help us is through a student sponsorship or resident sponsorship. They don't like us to use the word student, but we're kind of both, really. I mean, we're students of God, and we live there, right? So, hey. So, the resident sponsorships are $1 a day, $30 a month, and you know, that's not too bad. Car payments are way worse, and this is really bringing someone into helping them form a loving relationship with themselves and Jesus Christ, and just getting them in the door, making sure they get what they need, keeping the lights on, basically. And we'd love to get rid of 5 of these today, but even if 1, God willing, happens, that would be an amazing thing. And it is all compiled by alumni and staff. And they're pretty good. I've never honestly looked at one of these, but it's heavy. It's good. You know, it's got a lot of pages, so... So just thank you so much, and if it is on your heart, come see us at the back table, and again, thank you, and God bless.
All right, we've got one more song for you.
Temptation comes my way. When again I
God is good, and all the time. Why? Because that's his nature. Amen. And you know, every one of us has a struggle. Every one of us has a path to take. And without Christ being with us, it's impossible to reach our full potential. Well, you might think you're doing good, but that's just in the world sense. We all need Jesus, and we've all sinned, and we've all taken a path that we've not been happy about. But the courage that it takes to stand before you and to say, I didn't measure up. I didn't make it. But through Christ, all things are possible. And I say this all the time to the guys that come, because I know that every time we have you come, there's a couple of similar faces. I've seen a couple of you. Maybe you're not done with the 15 months or whatever, but I see some of you. I've seen you at the golf thing. I've seen you at the banquet. But you know, the faces change, and that's good, because you're making a difference, and you make a difference. And you need to understand that God loves you, and I know you hear it all the time. And there are guys that are pointing at you and telling you, reminding you, walking with you. But there's nothing that you ever did that God could not love you. And there's nothing you could ever do to make him love you more, because God is love. And you know what? We all make mistakes. Every one of us. But someone else's reality, someone else's thought about you, does not have to be your reality. And instead of listening to what the world says we are, or how the world perceives us all, we need to understand, how does Jesus see us? How does God Almighty see us? Because you know, church, if we listen to the world, every one of us is useless and worthless unless we could do something for somebody. But what did Jesus say about you? What did our Heavenly Father say about you? He said, I love you so much. I want to have a relationship with you so much that I'm willing to send my son to pay that price. God alone said, I will give you my best. God took that first step forward. So many of us, when we find ourselves in a situation that we're not happy about, God, where are you? God has never left you. Maybe you don't see him. Maybe you don't hear him. It's because you're facing in the wrong direction. You're facing and looking at your sin. You're looking at the world. And if we would just but 1 second stop and repent. Because the word repent means to turn around. You might find out that Christ has been there the whole time. He's never left you. Oh, we might leave him. And there's times that we might become selfish and just take a slight journey, get a little bump on the head with the shepherd's crook, and brings us right back into a line. He never said life would be easy, but he said, my yoke is easy. And he'll guide your steps if we but just listen to his voice. And he's a gentleman. He doesn't beat you up, doesn't pound on you, doesn't scream at you. He just says in a soft, silent voice, I'm right here. I've not left you. And there's nothing more encouraging to me than to know that this is a ministry that we support and to know the lives that they change, the families that are healed, the relationships that are restored. And I pray over each and every one of you, gentlemen, that what the enemy has stolen, that God would restore in your life tenfold. God is saying to you right now, do not focus on the things that you have lost, but look in anticipation of the things that I will bless you. For the word says that I hear the prayers of the righteous. Come and follow me. He hears your prayers. He will restore. And just if you're thinking, well, I don't know, maybe I'm not worthy. Guess what? Think about Job. Everything was taken from him. Everything. And of course, his three friends made him feel much better, right? Yeah. What did you, hey, Job, man, what did you do? Man, you really ticked off God. Man, what did you do? He didn't do anything. Now, I can't say that for my life, but I can tell you this. That when we choose to follow God, though the journey is not easy, he will take us through the valley. Right. And he has a plan for each and every one of you, gentlemen. You may not see it. You may not understand it. But I'm telling you, he will restore in you the things that the enemy stole. You didn't know you were giving it up to the enemy. You were a victim in that situation and then played along with it. But I'm going to tell you right now, you stand on the word of God. And we, though you will be praying for us, I will tell you this, we pray for you. And we have never stopped praying for you. God will restore in your life what the enemy has stolen. Stand on that. And when Satan comes and tells you about all the things that you did in the past, you could say, hey, Satan, you're right. But I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, so guess what? Take it up with him. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to justify yourself. You don't have to sit there and say, well, it was because of this, and it was because of that, and maybe if I did this, it's done. It's done. The blood of Christ covers it all. And I will tell you, God is going to restore it. He's going to restore it. Amen? And we will be in agreement praying for you. Absolutely. They have brought materials with them, so make yourself available to that. If there's something that intrigues you, you know, purchase that. I know we've had coffees. I got coasters at my house. I got golf scorecards that the score has not been very good, but Tim's working on me, but we don't know. It might be a hopeless cause. We pray. And I just want to thank you for coming. Because, you know, we do believe in what God's doing in your lives. And for us to see it, it's an encouragement to us. And it's a reminder to us. We're just but one decision away ourselves from not being on the path of righteousness. And we need each other to stand together, to lock shields. Amen? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have come and we have worshiped you through song. We have worshiped you through your word. Lord, I thank you that the men that have come, that they have these Bible verses there that they stand on. Lord, that just so excites me because you know I'm a strong believer. You only utilize the word that you memorize. And Lord, when you memorize the scripture, it's so easy to say, but Lord, you said, and to bring it back. And that just melts the heart of God. Amen, amen, that we stand not on the world, but on God's word. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your anointing in this place. We continue to ask, Father God, that as we do your will, as we glorify the name of Jesus, as we choose each day to become Christ-like, that you will direct our path, that we will speak your word, that we are encouraged of lives that are changed, and that, Father God, we come before you anticipating all that you are ready to do in our lives. I thank you for these men. I thank you for this ministry, and I thank you for the group of believers who believes in you, Jesus, and that we can make a difference together through you, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And we have some lunch for the gentlemen, and so we're gonna actually let our guests go through first. So look at this smile on their face now. It's just like, oh yeah, now they're saying, Pastor, shut up, let's get going. They're gonna, amen. So we're gonna ask that you would stay and you would enjoy their company, talk with them, get to know them. Amen, amen. And we thank.